We actually played high school baseball and softball yesterday. Everybody say yay. Thank you. These scores courtesy of the Northwest Indiana Times. The highlight of yesterday, a no-hitter pitched by Amanda Ardema of Lake Central. She went 5 innings against Manorville, striking out 14 in the Indians' 15-0 win. Portage knocked off LaPorte yesterday 8-7. That Lake Central Crown Point softball game that was scheduled for Tuesday but got rained out will be played today at CP. Also scheduled for today includes Andrian heading to Hobart, Valpoette LaPorte, Gavin at East Chicago Central, River Forest heads to Merrillville. Griffith has a road date with Morton, Hebron at North Newton, and dear old Roosevelt hosts Gary Westside. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cubs just had way too much fun against Seattle.
Hitters or the pitchers, we'll see.
Now this is scalded to the pole in left field. That's hammered. It is fair. It is gone. Second deck homer, Wilson Contreras, his eighth. Third Cubbies home run.
John Lester and two other Cub pitchers combined for a one-hitter. Cubbies win it going away 11-0. The White Sox played two against Baltimore yesterday and lost game one 5-4, but bounced back to win game two 7-6. High school baseball for today, Lake Central has a road date with LaPorte, Griffith at Highland, Washington Township hosts Wheeler, Merrillville heads to Munster, Morton at Whiting, Westville heads to River Forest. One final from yesterday, Lake Central was a winner over LaPorte 6-3. NBA playoffs last night saw Portland beat Denver 97-90. That series tied at one game apiece. In the NHL, Dallas tied their series with St. Louis at two games apiece after beating the Blues 4-2. Also, Carolina knocked off the New York Islanders 5-2. Hurricanes lead that series 3-0. Big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school scores and to the Seattle Mariner Baseball Network for that Cub highlight. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.